cosmology continue. I'm just now continuing that story of the cosmos. So there I'm already just roughly listed all the, you know, the egg and the this and the that and the hero's journey and the different examples of, well, either going in a shamanistic way down to the underworld and coming back again, trying to bring someone back from there or overcome death. The whole bigger story of the soul leaving the divine, leaving God, going into darkness and illusion and gradually coming back again. That this is really the story that we find here, and we try and just show that this is much of the story we find in this Indo-European tradition and cosmology. I think we can show that, which would then plug right into what we just saw of the Bhagavatam, where we find it in the Puranas very, very clearly. I think the most clearly you can find it anywhere described. But not to be Indian-centric here, when we understand it, that it's actually a universal knowledge about the world beyond India and East and the West and Earth, again, it's transcendental, as we say, but that it actually describes, and with such similarity from all over the world, a cosmology that holds up pretty well. Well, then it gets interesting, something like that.